This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. College students have plenty to deal with these days, paying for it, and once the semester starts, the classwork, and for many, living on their own. And the pandemic is flaring again. It's all tricky enough, but it's especially hard for students dealing with mental health concerns. As Elisa Roth reports, there are some new services from businesses.
Scott Markin was helping his son apply to college. His son wanted to go to a big school.
And so I was nervous about that.
Because he says his son has mental health issues and mild autism and had always gone to small schools with a lot of support. Applying to college is always stressful, but students like Markin's son have to think about more than just what majors are offered or what the party scene is like. So Markin saw the opportunity for a new business. And now his company, Ed Redefined, helps students like his son navigate the process. He looks at things like how ready a student is to live independently.
How much knowledge do they have about their diagnosis? Do they currently receive therapy? Do they currently take medication? How much they know about that medication?
Some students need to take fewer classes each term, which can mean more semesters to graduate. Others need to find new therapists, and those near campus may be out of network. Markin also helps students think through things like testing accommodations and how to apply for them. But sometimes students need more help than that. A mental health care company called The Dorm helps 18 to 30-year-olds. It offers care for everything from serious mental illnesses to substance use at sites in New York and D.C. The programs are designed to help clients with mental illness prepare for college life or to return to campus if they've taken a leave. Sarah Hart is director of the D.C. branch.
I like to say our treatment model here really is like a college class schedule. They're really coming and going from our location, similar to the way that they would on a college campus.
The spaces are meant to feel campus-like rather than clinical and to provide ways for clients to connect with their peers. But none of that is cheap. Families have to pay up front. The lowest level of care costs $150 an hour in D.C., but the most intensive treatment can run as high as $20,000 a month. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.